Welcome. This is RAM Radio. RAM stands for Reformation Apologetics Ministry. The host of RAM Radio is Pastor John Coleman of Into the Word, the Biblical Alternative. Using the Bible as his guide, Pastor John plans to equip the African-American Christian community with the tools that make the scriptures become clear for practical living and protection from the false teacher. Using the discipline of apologetics will open the eyes of the student of the Word to see God's absolute truth and the original intent of the scriptures. RAM Radio will challenge what you were taught about the Bible as well as your way of thinking and living in this world. God demands more from those who say, "I believe." Grab your Bible and pen and paper. Let's begin our study. Here's Pastor John Coleman.
Thanks so much, Mark Ramsey. Welcome to RAM Radio, the webcast, the Biblical Alternative, on this September the 3rd, 2009. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 15 asks us to sanctify Christ as Lord in our hearts, always being ready to make a defense to everyone that asks us to give an account of the hope that is in us, yet with gentleness and with reverence. Welcome to RAM Radio, which is the Biblical Alternative. This is Pastor John here in the Lucy Coleman studio in Los Angeles, California. We've been away for a number of weeks, but we're back, and it's good to have Bob Klink and Mark Ramsey with me tonight. Hey, guys, how you doing?
Very good. Thank you, Pastor.
Thank Wonderful.
You so much. Excellent.
Yeah, well, I'm glad you are. I'm hot, just hyperventilating. It has been hot. You know, I read an email from Ramey, and he says, God's judgment is on California. Everything that they have is burning up. I don't know whether Ramey's right or not, but it is mucky and gucky like that. How about three showers a day for me to keep it balanced? And I made a mistake. I told the guys, I got off from work, and I went by Magic's and had a big, heavy dinner. Salmon with the rice pilaf and the broccoli and everything. And I got home and felt like I was dying, just dying. I just should have had a nice, light salad, and that's it, and a little iced tea. But no, I didn't do that. I went crazy. But you know what? Our world has been going crazy since we last met. I said every week, in a world of professing Christians, the true believer must always classify themselves as those that are justified in righteousness by their position in Christ. This divine absolutism must be affirmed by the standard of the Word of God alone. Into the Word, RAM Radio, the Biblical Alternative, speaks to these types of absolutes. This ministry, as any other true Christian ministry, must first look to God's Word as the highest standard. But how are we going to do that? Bob Klink is going to lead us through looking at an article that is showing how God's Word is just totally being revised all the time, watered down. But we cannot attempt to minister to others unless we define who we are by what we believe, as we affirm ourselves as a part of the body of believers as we stay in the Word. You know, I really appreciate you guys being here today, and I pray that our study goes very, very well. Mark Ramsey, it's good to have you with us, and I'd like to invite a new audience, because this fall semester, I'm teaching philosophy, and a lot of my students are coming to my website listening to the webcast. A lot of them have never listened to Christian Chit Chat before, and so it's going to be kind of interesting to see the philosophy professor really let you know where his heart really is. So those of you that take intro to philosophy with me, as well as ethics, and some of you academics now, I understand, that come to my website. I had a person down at West LA College said, well, I won't get into that, but she's been visiting my website, and I'm glad that academics with PhDs are coming to my website and reading up on biblical Christianity. You'll find that Professor Coleman does believe seriously in the God of the Bible. Though I'll never teach that in the classroom, I'm supposed to teach him what the books say. And the books says, well, we can't prove that there's a God. I'm not trying to prove anything to you students. I want you to come to it on your own. And only a fool. Well, you know, the Bible says, the fool had said in his heart that there is no God. Now, that's good. See, we need to do some concentrating on that foolishness as we get into some of the articles here that Bob is going to share. Let me get into the, there we go. I want to get into that. Remember, the fool has said in his heart that there is no God. I'm not a fool. I'm not going to talk like that. Well, all right, I guess I'll handle the first article. Bob has the article on, oh, let me handle this article right here. This happened in Southern California today, and Mark Ramsey brought it to my attention, and we got it off of the Drudge Report, and I want to share this with you because this is how grotesque things are becoming in our society. Man accused in T.O. finger-biting incident. Is
Thousand Oaks.
Thousand Oaks. In Thousand Oaks, California. That's in Orange County?
No, the Valley.
That's in the Valley?
Yep.
Out in the Valley. Well, let's see what happened out there. An opponent of government health care programs had a part of his finger bit off during a fight at a pro-health care reform rally this week in Thousand Oaks. William Rice, who is 65 years old. Now, Rice is my age. William Rice is 65 years old of Newberry Park, was with a small group of counter-protesters at a vigil Wednesday night organized by MoveOn.org when a man bit off a part of his left pinky finger during a scuffle, authorities said. Doctors were unable to reattach Rice's finger. Now, guys, we got to talk about this. wait, I got a medical physician sitting right next to me.
We have a professional.
We have a professional. You know,
I know about human bites. Human bites are a bad thing.
And this was one of Obama's
people.
They're
so bad.
Okay.
As you'll notice, the article talks about the bacteria in the mouth later yes. on. And the human bites are so bad that the what they say, and believe me, I treated lots of these people with this injury,
okay.
is you hit somebody in the mouth.
All right.
If you hit somebody in the mouth, you just lost the fight. Because when their tooth cuts your hand, you're going to be hospitalized for several days, probably have surgery, and get a major infection in your hand. So you might think you won the fight, but if you hit them in the mouth, you lost the fight.
What?
Now, that is, they call that a clenched fist injury as opposed to a human bite. And this injury that they're talking about, what we call a real human bite, where a human actually bites somebody. And that transmits a huge amount of very bad bacteria, and it's a very, very severe situation.
Cannibalism in the Obama camp. That's what this is. Cannibalism in the Obama camp. All right. It says the sheriff's detectives Thursday were still looking for the man who bit Rice. Investigators also are sifting through conflicting accounts of the incident, but Rice acknowledged that he threw the first punch. Boing. So now there's fist fights talking about the health care. And I'd like to add this, that Obama's ratings are dropping drastically. The incident was reported at 7:26 p.m. Wednesday at Lynn Road and Hillcrest Drive, where more than 100 people gathered for the pro-health care reform vigil. About 15 people opposed to President Obama's health care reform stood across the street from MoveOn.org's group. Members of Code Pink, a Woman's for Peace, also were there, authorities said. Man, these people are getting together. You know what? Let me continue to read. Rice got involved in a heated discussion with the member of Code Pink, said Sheriff's Captain Ross Buckfilio, a departmental spokesman. Then it says, after the argument, Rice returned to where the group was standing. An unidentified man then walked from MoveOn.org's area toward the opponent and verbally confronted Rice, allegedly calling him names and acting aggressively, the police officer said. Rice told investigators that he felt threatened by the man and punched him in the nose. Fighting over this mess, Bonfilio said, and a fight ensued, during which part of Rice's finger was bitten off. Now, Rice drove himself to the Las Robles Hospital and Medical Center in Thousand Oaks. This is in Southern California, ladies and gentlemen, where God's been torching the land. And we want Mark to give us a little comment on that because Mark lives directly under the cloud. I'm surprised that he made it here all the way from the part of town that he lives in. But the doctor said that they couldn't reattach it, he told the Ventura County Star. Rice said that he did not initially plan to participate in a demonstration Wednesday. He was driving by when he spotted Code Pink members, and he stopped to see what they were protesting, if they were protesting the military, he said. Rice has a son who's an officer in the Marine Corps. See, and this thing gets touchy now.
Very touchy.
Because, you know, you want to, you know, your boy can be dying over there, and then you got the homos and everything. Well, I shouldn't say that. I don't know Pink. I thought it was Code Pink. Mm-hmm. Maybe they weren't pink. Let me leave that alone. Rice said that he felt that. So Scott Bush, 43, of Thousand Oaks, said that he was standing with Rice in the group, with the group opposed to the health care reform when a man walked over from MoveOn.org group. Now, Bush said the man asked the group if it supported the public health insure option, and members responded, no. Yeah, that's freedom of speech. Then it says the man then singled out Rice and asked him why, according to Bush. When Rice responded that he didn't want the government involved in anything, see, that's old school people like me. That's what I tell my students in the college. I'm old school. I don't need the government setting up plans. Bob is going to read something to you where the government got this thing set up in England to get rid of the old folks and about getting ready to put them in the coffin right now.
That's
we're
right.
Going to tell you that. See, because they're trying it in England and in Canada, and then they're going to be doing it to you over here. And there's another report on the Drudge Report talking about Obama and his what? Gestapo squad that he's trying to put together?
Yeah.
Oh, we may get into that tonight. All of you that voted for this man, all of you, well, let me keep reading it. After, look, the fight only lasted a few seconds, Bush said. He heard Rice say, he bit my finger off. And he saw the stump. Bob, what?
He just, the what? Pinky finger. The second knuckle.
The pinky finger.
This one here.
Second knuckle.
The second, wait, yeah. Ooh, gosh. Bush said later that he found it roughly 1-inch piece of a thing. My God, he bit it off and broke the bone.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, this is sick. 1-inch piece of a finger about 20 feet away and took it to Las Robles Hospitals. The suspect left before police, or I bet he did, but he got some blood in his mouth. I know that. I thought, wait a minute, who was the boxer? What was his name?
Mike Tyson.
Mike Tyson. Who lost the ear?
Evander Holyfield.
Holyfield.
Both ears.
Cannibalism.
Both of them got bit.
Both of them. Cannibalism. My goodness. Cannibalism in the camp. Have we stooped to this, ladies and gentlemen? Oh, and these are Anglos, not black people out there. I believe these are Anglos. And so, thank God this wasn't a black man biting off a white man's finger and stuff like that, because man, that would have. The suspect left police, left before the police arrived. Authorities said he's described as a short man with a medium build, wearing a blue cap, a black shirt, and black shorts. No, that's not Bob Klink. Let me leave that alone. Detectives are still trying to determine much about the incident, including whether the man intended to bite off Rice's finger. Sheriff's Detective Eric Bookshaw said, what do you mean intended? There was some hatred there. Man, my goodness. Authorities. What? Go ahead, Bob.
There's hatred in any fight. You're not fighting if you're not mad at that person and hate them at that moment.
Over this mess? Over this healthcare mess? This is stuff, what? Okay. I'm just trying to be cool. All right, I'm trying to be cool. Okay. All right. All right. McLean said that no one at the gathering knew the man, who never gave his name, and he said that he wasn't on the move.org list. McClellan, also involved with Code Pink in Ventura County, said that she did not see the altercation. The man told McClellan that he was on his way to the healthcare vigil when Rice heckled and then hit him, she said. The man acknowledged that he had bitten Rice's finger, she said. We had asked him to go and sit on the grass so that he could calm down, and I never saw him again, she said. Now, although he had not planned to protest on Wednesday, Rice said that his opposed to government involvement in general, except for mail service and the military. It doesn't have any business in anybody's health care, he said. Rice acknowledged that he used Medicare that he gets as a senior when he went to the hospital Wednesday. And he said it was the first time that he ever used a program. By the way, I've never used mine and I'm 65. Dr. Klinker, somebody got to tell me how to do that, because I don't know how to use Medicare. I don't have a Medicare card, so how does it work for us old people before they try to clock us out?
I don't understand. I don't honestly understand. I think you need to apply and get a card.
With whom? There it is.
I mean, we'll just check it on the website and start looking up, you know, signing up for Medicare or something like that.
Yeah, because I don't know
where. Do you have anything, Secure Horizons or anything like that?
Secure Horizons. What's that?
He doesn't have it, Bob.
Form of health insurance. Obviously
no,
not.
He doesn't have
that.
I had Kaiser.
Like, because, you have Kaiser.
I had. But they went up $150.
Okay. Because you can get Medicare to buy you Kaiser.
Well, we got to talk after this. I can what?
Yeah.
All right. Medicare is going to.
Because Medicare will reimburse Kaiser for Kaiser taking care of you. That's, okay. I believe, Secure Horizons.
Secure Horizons.
I believe so, yeah.
Well, this article that you're reading, we're going to see if those horizons are secure. Looks like horizons for heaven are hell. Well, anyhow, that's, you know, the blast there. Mark, thanks for referring that article to us. We needed to really hear that today. Another article that I'd like to share with you people, and it was an interesting one that Mark Ramsey pointed out. Here's an article, and it was about Senator Obama, but I don't think I want to. Ironhoff blasts Obama at the Grove Town Hall. Everybody's blasting the president at the town hall meetings. But I think that Bob's article is far greater than mine. No, he's still doing research, so let me get into this one. U.S. Senator Jim Inhofe, that's his name, Inhofe, said at a town hall in Grove Wednesday that President Obama is disarming the military, destroying everything good about America, and determined to turn foreign terrorists loose on U.S. soil. Now, this is interesting. This is an article by Randy Crushbeal, World Staff Writer. Okay, listen to this. Right-wing thinking Americans can only hope.
Right-thinking Americans.
Oh, I'm sorry. Right-thinking Americans can only hope that the country will survive the next 16 months of the Obama administration until Republicans can regain control of the Congress, U.S. Senator Jim Inhofe says on Wednesday. I never dreamed that I would see an administration try to disavow all the things that have made this country different from all others. Inhofe told more than 300 people at a town hall meeting in Grove Community Center. Now, a lot of people are beginning to speak like this, and there's where the divide is happening in our country. I have never seen so many things happening at one time so disheartening to America. He said that he found a highly receptive audience, and many wore T-shirts of the local organization called Get America Back. Its website promises to plan to eliminate the socialist government and return America's freedom. Wonder how they're going to do that. My goodness. Then it says the plan is to link you to a YouTube video by Lloyd Marcus, a Florida artist and singer, making it. I saw that YouTube video. Making the circuit about anti-Obama Tea Party rallies. I saw that video. It's very interesting. Wednesday's audience was similar to those other town hall meetings throughout the northeastern Oklahoma in recent weeks, and concerns centered on the administration and Democratic-controlled Congress. Einhoff gave his constituents plenty to worry about. Listen to this, people. This is going to make your head spin. Every institution that has made this country the greatest nation in the whole in the world is under attack, he said at the end of a 75-minute session. During those 75 minutes, Einhoff said President Barack Obama is disarming the military, is destroying everything good about America, and is determined to turn foreign terrorists loose on American soil. The good news, he says, is that he does not think the Democratic leadership can push through health care reform or the more controversial parts of the energy bill. He also said that he continues to be proven correct in his claim that global climate change is a hoax. I think we had that discussion and we pointed out that it's a hoax.
Mm-hmm.
That
right.
Al Gore and his whole green world thing is the phoniest. I mentioned that to my students in the college classroom and they looked at me like I was nuts. And I told them, you people need to start paying attention to what's going on. More and more, with each month that goes by, more scientists agree with me, he said. We are winning. Inhofe opened by saying that the noisy debate over health care has caused Americans to overlook other important issues, including climate change and energy policy. Now, you know what that's all about? When you use one kind of dialectic and to get you not to focus upon the main issues,
right,
but to focus upon those issues that are not important in the first place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a diversionary tactic.
Sure it is.
Yeah.
And especially when you create a problem that doesn't exist mm-hmm. in the first place. And older people know that the problem doesn't exist. This is what I tell people. The ozone and the ice caps and everything has been there for thousands of years, sustaining its own self. Now, all of a sudden, with a lot of people in Northern America, just in Northern America, we are going to cause the destruction and the fail-safe movement of the whole planet? That is impossible.
Right. That's the whole point. The whole point is the Earth has gone through climate change.
Yes.
There's been lots of climate change. And they don't want to admit it, but there have been volcanoes in one part of the world that then caused floods and droughts in other parts of the world. And there's been warm areas and cold areas. And, I mean, last winter, if you want to talk about climate change, well, my sister in North Dakota had one of the worst winters in 30 years that she's been in North Dakota, where it was the longest winter. It snowed so much that they had flooding once again. Long streaks of very, very cold, you know, sub-freezing weather that it was one of the longest and coldest winters that she's had since she's been there in 30 years.
Now, Mark Ramsey told me that the smoke from the fire that we had here in Southern California is polluting parts of Denver, Colorado. Is that true?
Probably so. I mean, it's...
Yes, they could track it over the, like, the Google Earth stuff. They show the pictures on the when they do the weather, that the
wow.
smoke has moved itself all the way over into Denver.
And that's a natural phenomenon. I mean, you know, we had the whole San Bernardino Mountains went up a few years ago.
Yes.
When John Loeffler's